Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Thank you for inviting me in to your home. The different segments that we have done on how the Christian world has become deceived, let's see from their own mouth, from their own quotes. And let me just say this, we are going to find that one of the greatest tools of deception is tradition. Tradition. Catholics, Jews, Protestants, those of Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, all the teachings of men. Now let's see the truth from the mouth of one of the Catholic writers concerning tradition versus the Bible. And as we read this, let's remember what Jesus said. Man, that is man or woman, and some women get all upset with the word man at the end of woman. But the truth is, all women came from men. And the truth is, it's still true, even with in vitro fertilization. In order to have a new life, you have to have a man. And in order for there to be men and women as baby boys or baby girls as they are born, it comes from the Father. So that's why the Bible is correct in those terminologies. And that's why all the feminists are really denying their very creation. When they want to get rid of men and they think that they are better than men, that's not to say that they are not better than men in some aspects, but we're just talking about man and woman. So I want to read to you a quote here, which comes from a catechism book called My Catholic Faith by Louis Lavier Morrow. And here's what he writes. Divine revelation comes down to us by two means. Really? You don't find that anywhere in the Bible, but this is what he says. And remember, as we read in one of the other segments, that the prophets have hidden their eyes from the laws of God, and with it they have blinded the people because of it. Through Holy Scripture written down under divine inspiration and through tradition handed down to us from apostolic times. No. Near apostolic times, because all the traditions of the Catholic Church came into the Church with the separation, as we have covered, in 325 AD. The true Church never accepted any of those traditions or the teachings of the early fathers. That's all Catholic description of their religion, which is not from God. Now, if you're a Catholic and you hear that, say, oh, you're anti-Catholic. And I'm sure Mr. Donahue of the Anti-Catholic Defamation League will say that I am anti-Catholic. No, I'm not. But I want to ask you a question if you're a Catholic. Why, then, are the Catholics against the Scriptures? Because you know and I know that if you say, well, I'm going to sit down and read my Bible, a priest will say, well, the Bible is so hard to understand, which it's not, that you really need a priest there to interpret it. Oh, really? Well, the truth of the matter is that if you would read your Bible without a priest and you would believe what is in the Bible, you would find that your priests are liars from the Pope right on down. Oh, well, how could you say that? Hold on. I'll tell you. We read the Bible with great respect, for it is the Word of God. That's nice. We treat tradition with as great reverence. Really? They respect the Bible, but revere tradition. Let's see what Jesus said about tradition here in a little bit. and then we will understand that applies to all tradition. We treat tradition with as great reverence, for God speaks through tradition as well. No, he does not. The truth is, in order to understand the Bible, you have to set aside all the traditional teachings that you have learned. Maybe you went to catechism. Maybe you studied to be a priest or a nun. And you were fully indoctrinated in the Catholic doctrine. Well, why don't you set aside the tradition and study the Bible? Because the Bible is the Word of God. And as we are going to see, any tradition that is contrary to the Word of God is null and void, invalid, and is against God. They say, well, those are strong words. Where do you get off by saying that? Well, hold on. We'll see it in the Bible. So let me ask you another question. When was the last time you really read your Bible and believed it instead of listening to the tradition of the church and believing that? All right, let's go on. Notice this quote. It is wrong to believe the Bible alone without tradition. Is that not a conspiracy? Is that not hiding your eyes from the Word of God? Is that not preaching smooth things to appeal to carnal-minded people? Yes, it is. That teaching is absolutely false. Because the truth is, we need the Bible and the Bible alone. Scriptures and scriptures alone. God never spoke through the fathers through tradition. God never spoke through the rabbis through tradition. God never spoke to the Muslim world through Muhammad. God never spoke to the Buddhist through their statues and their priests. God spoke to his people through the law and the prophets and Jesus Christ and the New Testament and none other. Well, those are strong words. You bet they're strong words. We'll see why. Let me continue on with what Morrow says here. He says, it would have been possible for the church to bring the truths of Jesus Christ to all mankind without the Bible. Really? If that were so, then why do you use it? But you don't use the Bible. Just like the Protestants, the Catholics don't use the Bible. They abuse the Bible. They use a little here, they use a little there, and they reject it. Now, we'll see that. Now, if you think those are pretty strong words, well, why don't you check it out? Why don't you prove from the Bible these things yourself? And why don't you prove by reading in history for yourself? Because God holds you responsible. And in the day of judgment, you're not going to say, oh, the priest told me this and I believed it. Oh, my evangelist told me this and he was a wonderful man and I believed him. God is going to say, you are being judged. I'll handle him a little later. Because we all have to come before the judgment seat of God, right? All right, let's go on. So how then does Christ look at tradition? Now let me tell you a quirk of human nature that all human beings have, which is this. And until you repent of this, and until you come to God, and until you start studying the Bible, you're never going to understand it unless you repent of this. And this is what human beings have done, beginning with Cain. All human beings like to improve the Word of God with their traditions. Now you see, as we're going to see a little later, Word of God is perfect. Can you improve something that is perfect? No. So let's look at the traditions of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And of course, if you talk to a Jew, he will tell you that it's better to follow the traditions of the rabbis than to read the Bible. And the Catholics will tell you it's better to follow the traditions of the Catholic Church than to read the Bible. Well, then who's right? God is right. Here, Mark the 7th chapter tells us about the traditions and what it does. And a lot of people completely misunderstand Mark 7. And there's a horrible mistranslation in it, which we'll cover at a later day, saying that Jesus cleaned all unclean foods in this chapter. He did not. It's talking about unclean or unwashed hands. So let's read it. Verse 1. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes from Jerusalem came together to him. They always sent out delegations to follow him around, to try and catch Jesus in his word, so they could report back to Jerusalem. Sounds like a very familiar thing that people do, right? Yes. And when they saw some of his disciples eating with defiled, that is, unwashed hands, they found fault. They didn't wash their hands. Bad boys. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, holding fast to the tradition of the elders, do not eat unless they wash their hands thoroughly. Scrub them right up to the elbows. Oh, yes. Oh, we're so good. We're so clean. We are so righteous. And then they have evil thoughts in their minds. How are they going to murder Jesus? What do clean hands have to do with a dirty heart? Verse 4. Even when coming from the market, they do not eat unless they first wash themselves. And there are many other things which they have received to observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and tables. And if you've never seen or heard of the Code of Jewish Law, which contains all the traditional teachings of Judaism, and you see, keeping the laws and commandments of God is not Judaism, because Judaism rejects the commandments of God, though they keep the outline of them, because they keep their traditions. Likewise with Catholics. Likewise with Protestants. Let's read on. Verse 5, for this reason the Pharisees and the scribes question him. Ah, yes, we're going to have a microscopic questioning of this man. Who is he who says he represents God? Yet his disciples don't wash their hands before they eat. And they said, why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? Why don't you respect our traditions? We are so righteous. Really? Notice Jesus' answer here. He answered and said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy concerning you hypocrites. As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. And isn't that true? Human beings like to take their own ideas, put a fence around the law of God, put a fence around the teachings of God, and say they're improving it. The only problem is they put so many fences around it, people can't get into the Word of God to understand it. And that's why church at home. So you can get away from all the traditions of men. Where is your heart? How do you honor God? Do you honor God with your lips and your heart is far away from Him? Do you? How do you honor God? We'll see that a little later on. You surely can't honor him with traditions. And so this is a teaching from the New Testament on one of the greatest deceptions that has deceived men concerning God, Old Testament and New Testament and whatever religion it is, be it Judaism, be it Catholicism, be it Orthodox, be it evangelical or whatever. See, someone's going to say, well, why do you keep dwelling on this? Well, I do because the scales are so thick and the layers of these false teachings so great that before you can begin to understand the truth, you have to get rid of them. You have to shed them. Right, you know, just like this advertisement, the mother's taking her little boy to play some athletic games, all right? And so he gets out of the car, and there he is. He's got a helmet on. He's got goggles to protect his eyes. He has big, thick gloves on his hands to protect him. He has a protective suit with padding here, an extra pad in front. He's got leg covers so it protects his legs, and he has special shoes so that he won't get hurt. And the poor little kid can hardly walk, and he's going out there with a little tennis racket, so he can play with the kids. Well, that's much like all Christians are. They are bound. They are absolutely clothed with these traditions and false teachings. So you have to peel them off one at a time. So here's a major peeling off right here. Traditions of men. Verse 7. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Just like Morrow said right here, we could teach the gospel without the Bible. Never happened. An absolute lie. So they reverence tradition, but respect the Bible. God inspired the Bible, and we are to live by the word of God. We are not only to respect the Bible. This becomes our teacher through Christ so that we can know God and by the power of the Holy Spirit to have a relationship with Him. Now, we'll also get into those in future messages. But let's continue on here. Here's what happens. For leaving the commandments of God, taking away from the Word of God, and as we'll see a little later, you're not to add to or take away from. So you take away the commandments of God and you replace it with your traditions. That's called bait and switch, isn't it? Yes. How would you like to go in and you're going to buy this car and the label on the front says Rolls-Royce? And they have doctored this up so it looks almost like a Rolls-Royce. And you lift up the hood and lo and behold, it says Volkswagen. You would run to the salesman and say, this is a fraud. I thought I was going to buy a Rolls Royce. And he says, tradition. I think on that. Now notice, for leaving the commandments of God, and that's what the religious leaders have done, and that's what the people have done. We'll see in a minute. The people are also responsible, too. You hold fast the tradition of men, such as the washing of pots and cups, and you practice many other things like this. Verse 9, here's what tradition does. And he said to them, full well, you reject the commandment of God so that you may observe your own tradition. Now, let's apply that to the second commandment. And I remember one time I was on Religion on the Line, and I was there, rabbi was there, and a Catholic priest was there. And the question always comes in to the Catholic priest. Book of Matthew says, you shall call no man on earth your father, for there's one father who is in heaven. So they asked the priest, why do you call the priests fathers when the Bible says you're not to? They hardly ever answer the question. See, because those are the words of Jesus directly, right? And if you're supposed to represent Jesus, are you not to preach His word? And then they also bring up another one. Well, what about the second commandment about not making any idols and not bowing down to them and not worshiping them and serve them? Why in every Catholic cathedral you have idols everywhere? And why do you genuflect to them? Oh, well, we're reverencing them. We're not worshiping them. Really? What about the first part of the commandment? You shall not make. Why did you make them in the first place? Oh, well, it's a tradition of the church. Did that reject the commandment of God? Yes, indeed. Then Jesus talks about honoring father and mother. You know, the greedy merchandising religionists, that's what the Pharisees were also. And they said, well, what you could have honored your father and mother by helping them out. Why, if you say it's Corban that is dedicated to the temple, then you don't have to worry about honoring your father and mother as long as you give it to us. You're good, wonderful people if you do that. Full well, they reject the commandment of God that they may keep their tradition. Now, what I want you to do is this. I want you to think about all the traditional things that you have learned, which you may be keeping, and ask the question, does this keep me away from God or not? If it does, what are you to do? Are you going to choose God, or are you going to choose tradition and men? Are you going to choose to love God, or are you going to choose to follow the tradition of men? Now let's come back here to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and let's see what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy on what was really to be preached, how it was to be preached, and what happens when people reject it. All right? Every minister, evangelist, preacher, priest, prophet, whatever you are out there, listen up. Here is a command from the Apostle Paul. I charge you, therefore, in the sight of God, even the Lord Jesus Christ, who is ready to judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. That's all the word of God, Old Testament and New Testament. Not your traditions, not your ideas, not fairy tales, not myths. Not nice little stories to make people feel good and purr. Be urgent in season and out of season. Yes, because there's a lot that needs to be preached and done. Convict, rebuke, encourage with all patience and doctrine. Oh, there's that word doctrine. A lot of people don't like the word doctrine. Doctrine merely means teaching. The real teachings of Jesus Christ. And did you know one of the main titles of Jesus is teacher? And that's who we are to learn from through the Word of God. Now notice, what happens to people when you don't teach the Word of God and when the people are not willing to listen to the Word of God? For there shall come a time when they will not tolerate sound doctrine. What are you willing to tolerate? Are some of the things I've been teaching and preaching on Church at Home too strong for you? Well, what about it? Do you believe men or God? But here's what'll happen, and I've seen this happen to people. But according to their own lust, they shall accumulate to themselves a great number of teachers, having itching ears to hear what satisfies their craving. Oh, teach to us these smooth things. Yes, nice, nice. And they shall turn away their own ears from the truth, and they shall be turned aside unto myths. Has that happened? Yes, indeed. So this is how the Christian world has been deceived. Have you been deceived? Do you have scales of blindness on your eyes? What you need to do is go to God and repent of that and ask God for the spiritual eyes to see and hear and read and to understand and to keep the Word of God. That's what needs to be done. That's the first step. That's the first point to begin. You have to admit, I have been deceived. Then you have to read and study the Bible. Then you have to get on your knees in a quiet private place and cry out to God and repent. And repentance is a change of mind and heart and a change of the way you live. And then you begin to find out, what are the commandments of God? How do I live by the Word of God? Where do I begin? That's why we have church at home, so you can begin in your own home, because you have control over things in your home. You can turn off your television. You can shut out the world. You can concentrate on the true things of God. And when you pray, ask God to send His Spirit to be with you, to give you understanding, to give you knowledge, to teach you, to help you draw close to Him. Ask Him to open your eyes and remove the blindness. And then you'll find the truth. Because you see, we are all to be scripturalists. Solo scriptura. The Bible only. That's what we need. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. I hope that the things we are bringing out from the Bible are helping you to understand what you need to do in your life, help you to come out of the morass of the deception and lies that just like a pall of smog and covering over the world, just the lies emanating from Satan the devil and his servants and his ministers who blind the eyes of the people and preach their own traditions and preach their own ideas and preach all the smooth things to make people feel better. Well, let me tell you, if you repent and come to God, you're going to feel the way that God wants you to. So thank you for having me into your home. Remember to go to our other website, cbcg.org. That is Christian Biblical Church of God, cbcg.org. And so until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying goodbye, everyone.